even more money. I'm Jeff Stein with today's Iowa Politics Report. You may not want to hear this, and you probably won't be surprised by it, but leading analysts now predict a massive spend, their phrase, of advertising leading up to this year's presidential election. One analyst has it as high as $12.3 billion, in fact. But all agree it will be around 15% more than the last presidential year, 2020. And if you thought the 2022 election was bad, it will be 24% worse this time. One analyst notes the Biden campaign's recent $30 million ad spend in key states, in part to offset falling popularity, but also in part due to a strategy relying less on in-person appearances and more on paid messaging. It is said that campaigns typically spend 60 cents of every dollar raised on advertising, but the Biden team is poised to up that to 65 to 70 cents per dollar raised. And as if all that was not enough, outside groups have pledged to spend more than $1 billion in ad support themselves. The law requires over-the-air broadcast radio and television stations to charge candidates the lowest rate possible in the weeks leading up to the election, so their money will go farther than it will during the summer when rates are not controlled. And again, don't feel sorry for broadcast outlets, because while the rates are discounted, true, it's still cash coming in during a soft economy. Money talks, and in this case, it speaks loudly. And that's the Iowa Politics Report for Wednesday, March 27, on Twitter, Instagram, Getter, Threads, and Truth Social at Iowa Politics. I'm Jeff Stein on News Talk 1540 KXEL.